30 minutes of warm music love on Jacaranda FM. Gary Liberty, Midnight Lover, for that Khalid out of my head. So it was a bit of a mission a bit earlier on to get a hold of Zanelli. I don't know why, maar ek het nou hierdie tafel stik en geskop, and we've got her on the line. Zanelli, how are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you so much for having me, Mac. Awesome, awesome.
Yeah, no, I had to run around. You see, now the system is disrupting me.
Yep.
It's like you would disrupt the system. So you are known as the unlearning expert. And I believe, you know, the more we groom women like yourself, we will end up with more calibers like Tuluma Donsela. In short, I mean, what do you mostly focus on when you head out to inspire others?
Cool. So this unlearning thing is, it sounds like a superhero name, I always say.
Mm.
But it's not actually what's going on. It basically just means that I help individuals and teams to transition and change, because I feel like we focus so much on getting better at learning, but we don't understand that it's the unlearning that needs to be done. It's like peeling off an old coat of paint in order to apply a new one. So this wat ek doen, basically. It's that entire process of cleaning things up in order to reestablish, and I help people to do that consistently.
Now, watching, you know, some of your motivational speaking videos, and you disrupt a lot, and basically you disrupt the tradition that majority believed in for so many years. I mean, why screw New Year's resolutions? Are you against them? And what is the difference between, you know, resolutions and goals?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, they're basically the same thing, actually, because a resolution is a set of goals. And I've got nothing. Let me just put this out there. I've got absolutely nothing against New Year's resolutions. Matter of fact, I do them every single year because I find that they're extremely effective. But what I found is that they're so ineffective for certain people because we don't understand how real changes happen and how to actually get those changes to stick, which is the most important part. You find yourself around February, March, and you're going, oh my goodness, this is not working. Scrap those New Year's resolutions. So this whole screw New Year's resolutions thing is to say, okay, let's start from scratch. Let's start by understanding why those haven't worked, what we can do differently, and then set our New Year's resolutions from a vantage point of awareness and understanding so that those ones can actually stick this time.
Now, remember, some people believe that resolutions are goals, right? So if resolutions are not measured by goals, then why scrap them totally?
I don't think we should scrap them. Like, I mean, I just mentioned now, because I think that they set the tone for the year.
Yeah.
And basically why they can be so effective is because our brains do something that's called stacking or bundling, which is associating a space of time with a certain goal. That way it's easier for our brains to track our progress. And that's why even people who prime themselves on a daily basis will say, okay, start in the morning, because it's this fresh start that it's easier for you to create a new goal or some resolution when there's a new start to something. That's why the new year is such a perfect time, and people feel like they're new people and they can do all of these magical things that they could never do before. So let's not scrap them. Let's keep working on them, but let's work on them from an understanding of how real changes happen. It's not just about putting a few things down on paper, Mac, because that's just not going to happen. And a lot of people who will say they've been unsuccessful is because they haven't actually programmed their entire life to support these New Year's resolutions.
Now, talking about success and successful, right? You'll find some people actually say, you know, yeah, but what about my environment? I'm disadvantaged, you know, it's not easy. I mean, what are your thoughts on that? How do you challenge that?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the environment, I'm so glad you brought this up, is so critical. And it's actually one of the key factors to making any resolution successful, whether it's one you start in the new year, whether it's a monthly kind of goal or plan that you've set in place. If your environment doesn't support that goal, there is no way you're actually going to achieve it, because your environment can actually play two different roles. It can either hinder or support that New Year's resolution. So I'll give a quick example. If I want to read a certain book, and I've given myself a target, maybe every 2 days I need to read a page. But if I have to literally climb on top of the cupboard to grab that book, that environment is not set up in a way that almost pushes me and makes it easier for me to achieve that goal. So my brain is already saying, oh my goodness, there's so much effort associated with it. I'm not going to do it. And it laughs at you, you laugh at yourself, and it ends up not getting done. So, and our environments really are our responsibility. we can arrange our environments so that it's easier for us to achieve the goals. If you look at people that want to do gym or want to do less donuts, they're driving past 20 donut parlors on the way to and from work. Yeah. That environment is not created or is not programmed to support that goal. Therefore, it ends up working against you.
Now, your last words of wisdom into 2021 to our listeners?
All right. So I think let's get better at changing. The more we change, the better we can get at changing. Let's create little activities for ourselves. I always give the really easy one of switching hands. Switch the hand you brush your teeth with. Try to be a little ambidextrous. Switch hands you write with. But just get better at changing, because 2020 has shown us that change really is such a constant that it can hit you when you least expect it. So let's work on our adaptive capacity. Let's get better at changing at an individual level and in our workspaces as well. So that's my take.
Listen, Zanella, thank you very much for making time. Go well, and looking forward to hearing from you soon. And keep disrupting. We will keep an eye on you.
Thanks so much, Mac. I look forward to checking in on how people's New Year's resolutions are going around February, March.
Ciao.
All right. Bye.